Hey, butter. Oh!
Damn it, Alex! Damn it! What does the sign say?
Jerking off.
Which means I'm jerking off. If I was not jerking off, it would say not jerking off.
You feel that?
I am launching my own Kickstarter campaign to finance Blue Mountain State the Movie. A Kickstarter movie starring me, Thad Castle.
I'm Eric Falcon.
And I'm Ramonski.
And we're the creators of Blue Mountain State. For those of you who don't know, Blue Mountain State was a comedy series that ran for 3 seasons on Spike TV before being canceled abruptly in 2012.
Since 2012, we've been trying to figure out a way to make a movie.
How we ended up on Kickstarter is simple. The powers that be weren't interested in making a Blue Mountain State movie, but we knew that you, our fans, wanted one.
If you donate to the cause, we will reward you handsomely with amazing prizes.
We're talking t-shirts, signed posters, chances to appear in the movie.
Free cars!
No, there's no cars, man.
Hey, yo, tell your friends, your neighbors, your mama, get on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Vine, Tumblr, MySpace, Chi-Chi's, Boom Boom Shack, and help us spread the word and make Blue Mountain State the movie.
Blue Mountain State the movie!
The movie's gonna look a lot better than this video, we promise you.
No Gareth again. Still gigging elsewhere.
Still at the show.
Still at the show. Things are going great. Clipper owners. Okay, you want to get into this?
Well, I want to get into the Clipper.
This episode's called Redemption. It's a big redemption show.
Oh!
With some controversy.
A little redemption, a lot of sports stuff.
By the time this comes out, who knows what the Donald Sterling story will be. It has affected my life.
Well, it's more because I don't know where it'll be when this goes to iTunes. But I will say, do you feel pressure? Is everyone asking you what you think?
Yes.
Because you're so Clippers.
Listen, you know, as I talked about in our last episode with Whitney, I'm very much an isolationist.
Mm-hmm.
I isolate. I don't like to talk to people. You know, believe it or not, I talk to you more on the phone than anybody in Los Angeles. I don't talk to a lot of people.
I'm not sure you would have the time to talk to anyone else more. There's only so many hours in a day.
Well, I do talk to you a lot. I'm just I isolate a lot. So I have only joined a couple groups while I've been out here. One of them is the Comedy Store. It's more than just Comedy Club. It's kind of a home for me.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I've latched on to is the Los Angeles Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, men in particular like to join groups. We like to join groups. We run in pack. You pick a team. You pick something. That's what you're running behind. And I picked the Los Angeles Clippers because I could only afford to go to those games when I first moved here. I couldn't afford to go to Laker games. I could only afford because they just moved to the Staples Center. So literally you could buy a $10 ticket and then move down and sit close enough that it was a great show because no one's going to the games. So I've invested in this team forever.
Right.
And to get to this moment that they got to, where this is the best team we've ever had, two of the top 10 players in the league, and just to have this chick do this for no other reason than selfish gains, to put this album out, I mean, put these tape recordings out for personal gain, not because she cared that he was racist,
right.
Because she was boning him forever.
Well, that's what bothered me. It's like all this hate that's spewing out of his mouth. You sucked that guy's dick.
Yep.
You knew he was an asshole. If that was a shock to her, she wouldn't have been recording it.
Yeah. I mean, and she just want, I mean, like, it's so gold digger. He's 50 years older than you. And listen, I get it. He's got money. You want money. I can get to a point. But what she did, man, I'm not lying to you. This chick should sleep lightly. You're messing with billionaires. Yeah. Those people don't fuck around.
That's some scary shit.
I'm not lying. Dude, if this was a drug cartel, she'd be dead.
Yeah.
And you don't think that these people make people disappear? What about that madam in Washington that all those politicians were going to her brothel or her place, and she got busted, and she had a book with all the names in it? She's like, if someone doesn't give me some legal help, I'm going to release this book. She's found in her backyard hanging from a tree.
Oh.
People, they don't, I mean, like, dude, you're caught.
Doesn't she watch House of Cards?
Millions
don't fuck with these people.
Of dollars. millions of dollars. So it was a it was sad. Punch Drunk today, we had the Iron Sheik call in, my other punch,
yes.
Which was pretty amazing.
Yes.
He turned
it on exactly at that moment.
Did you?
Yeah.
How great was he
yelling at
Ari Shaffir?
It was pretty good.
You fucking Jew, I break your back, I fuck your ass.
I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah, until a lot of people
I was like, what kind of caller is this?
It was
like,
the real Iron Sheik.
Who's screening this? Like, oh my God, it's the Iron Sheik.
Thursday, 1 o'clock, I will be watching 2 hours of gay pornography because I lost a bet.
Now, okay.
I am getting out of the ecstasy.
Explain to the listeners what the bet was. If you didn't hear it on Punch Drunk, you versed Ari Shaffir
in bowling.
Now, Illuminati, you have to understand something. Tripoli kills at bowling.
I'm a great bowler. I come from a long line of bowlers. My brother can bowl 300s with both hands. My grandfather picked up the 7-10 split. It's unheard of. I come from a bowling tree.
Yeah. This is like because we bowled once, a bunch of us, for your birthday. And it was just like, I'm hoping I can break into 3 digits. Like, if I can get to 100, that'd be amazing. You're destroying everyone by a mile.
100. I'm a killer.
Yeah.
I've only lost to 2 people in my life. My dad, my brother. That's it.
Well, 3.
Now.
Ari Shaffir. Oh, did he get 3 turkey? Or he is that
he
is
got
it a turkey
at
and that's
the end.
3 strikes?
Oh, yeah.
That's at the end?
At the end. He just went off. So, I was
so
actually
what do you have to do because you lost?
I have to watch. Technically, I'm supposed to drop a hit of XC, take a Viagra, and watch 2 hours of gay pornography. But I'm not. I'm negotiating right now to get out of the ecstasy.
Yeah. I don't know if it's worth dying for a podcast.
They say that's a
bet.
Bad combo, and I don't want to die.
Yeah.
Dude, imagine dying, paying off a bet. Watching gay pornography?
Look.
I have to go to heaven and tell everybody? How'd you die? Got hit by a ball. How'd you die? Heart attack. I was rolling on hardcore gay pornography.
Would it be funny? Sure. But is that really how you want to go?
I mean, let me tell you who will benefit from that. Jason Tebow and Ari Shaffir will benefit from me watching 2 hours of gay pornography.
If you want to be number one on iTunes, you're going to have to sacrifice.
No, you guys
yourself.
Would be number one. Imagine the next episode, you guys coming in, everybody talking about me losing me as you're crying from laughing so hard. Charlie, do you want to say something before
Save
we bring
Sam.
In the guest? Okay. You didn't want to get on this gay porn fucking run?
No.
Okay. 5-star reviews. We need them. Dude, I read your reviews. They make me laugh. They're great. Your love of buttholes is huge. Everybody's talking about it. Let's get those 5-star reviews in. We're at 200. I'd like to get up to 1,000. I think 1,000 is a respectable number.
I would agree with that. Very
I think 5,000, so. 5, I mean 1,000 5 stars
down.
Would be great.
That would be good.
Would be great. And then, of course, the big announcement last episode with Whitney Cummings, who doesn't want us to put her pictures out. Are you going to get rid of them? Okay. Believe in Yourself, my CD, will be available on iTunes, put out by All Things Comedy.
Yay!
And on top of that, our big All Things Comedy, this podcast now, if you get Apple TV, you can listen to podcasts on Apple TV.
It's everywhere. Yay! It's everywhere. This network puts the show everywhere. I love
well,
it.
Like we said, today is a show of redemption. We're going to get into our big show today. Do you have any redemption music? Rick, something that sounds redemption-ish? Redemption!
I like how we're just waiting. You know, for the
music.
So last week, Sam wasn't here. Gareth and I were here in this new studio. And I'm watching the clock, and it's going. And it's 10:10, and it's 10:20. And it hits me. Our guest is not going to show up. And what do I do? But Illuminati, he's here tonight. Please welcome to the show from Blue Mountain State, Romanski.
Yay! Welcome.
I feel like a fucking idiot from last week.
What happened?
I thought it was Wednesday night. So I'm in my car Wednesday night tweeting. I know. Tweeting.
Now, she sent you out a thing that said it was Tuesday, And you just glanced over it?
Glanced over it and was like, it's definitely Wednesday. Didn't think twice about it. Got in my car, tweeted, I'm on my way here. Listen to the show, guys. I get a tweet from one of your fans saying, you're a fucking idiot. The show was last night. And so I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. So then I tweet you right away.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I fucking swear to God, I didn't mean to, I didn't
Who,
do a no-show.
What chick showed up, bro?
I'm married.
Did a chick show up?
I'm married. I just had a baby 12 days ago.
Oh, my God. Congratulations. That's
you got
crazy.
Married 12 days ago?
No.
You had a baby.
No.
Oh, baby. Congratulations.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. You can have a baby and not get married. It's
really?
Yeah.
I thought
I've
that
two.
Was illegal.
I've had two with two different women. It's perfect. Yeah, you don't need to get married.
Congratulations.
All right, so you might have been a little preoccupied with a few important
have you
things
slept
going
lately?
On in your life.
No.
No sleeping.
No.
Baby's just been
I'm
rocking.
Gonna say thing. Yeah, I'm not gonna know what I'm saying.
That's fine.
This interview.
If you could do some racist stuff, we could release it so we can get a ton of exposure.
You don't have to secretly record anything that I say.
Okay.
I'm gonna just get myself into trouble on purpose.
Congratulations, boy or girl, before we get into everything.
A girl.
Congratulations. Are you have two girls? One boy,
one girl.
Oh, that's
older
awesome.
Older brother, 5 and a half, and 13 days now.
Congratulations on your gun. Blue Mountain State, let's talk about it.
Oh, and thank you for this beer.
What is it?
This is the least Einstock. It's my favorite beer. It's from Iceland. It's delicious. So I figured I'd bring it for you guys because I feel like such an idiot that I wanted to bring you guys a little something. I was going to bring it anyway.
That's cool.
I was going to bring it anyway, but now it's extra special because it's an apology beer.
What do you like about this beer so much? What makes it better than our
like
Bud Light?
Smooth taste. No, I don't know. I just, it's delicious beer. It's from Iceland, guys. It's very clean.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's a
that
clean
means
beer.
It's better.
Yeah. That's anything from Iceland's better.
Yeah, everything. The women.
The music.
The
music. Beer.
Are you big Iceland music? Are you big
I
on
did,
Iceland
you know,
music
I,
scene?
I honestly, no, I really do like, I really do like that band. So.
Really?
I just forgot the name of the band just now. Not Bjork, but the other band from Iceland.
Sugar Cubes?
Sugarose.
What's
Sugar
the name of the band?
Sugarose. They're
what kind of music is it?
It's really hard to describe. It's like if you took Bjork and then had Bjork sing her music in Icelandic language, it's that.
So it's always interesting. Can you listen to music where you have no clue what they're saying?
That's the whole – every album. They have an album that they sing the same song differently 13 times, the same lyrics in ice. What's the name of the language?
Icelandic-ish.
Ish.
Yeah. Ish.
Don't worry. Nobody's going to fact check
no,
us
no
on this thing.
No. But I don't know. I don't know what language it is, and I don't understand, but I think it's. I love it.
Because that was the one thing about comedy that, as a comedian, I'm so jealous of musicians about. It's like, if you don't understand English, you probably don't get the material. If you don't get sarcasm, which is very much an English thing.
Yes.
I mean, I do a lot of... Because I'm half Armenian, I get pulled into the Armenian community. In
oh, I'm
Los
sorry
Angeles.
Too. I'm so, like your anniversary was like 5 days ago.
Genocide.
Yeah.
Well,
we're not what
genocide.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
You're saying it's genocide.
You Turk, bro?
No.
Bro, you
no,
Turk?
No, I don't want
to. I make one call, you'll never get a taxi again in this town.
No, I know.
Bro, you Turk, bro? Here's a funny thing. In upstate New York, visiting my brother, he works at a strip club, met a stripper named Armenia.
Oh, that's great. Uh-huh, I love
perfect.
That.
Bro, you want dance? Bro. Is this hot, bro? Come on. Get you 2 for 3 dance. 2, 3 dance, the price of 2.
What's wrong with her voice? This is her talking?
Yeah. That was my bad
She
impression.
Does sound like an Armenian woman, and I am apologizing right now for saying what I just said.
Well, yeah, that's all right, bro.
But no, I
you didn't have hate
I'm
in your
I'm
heart.
I'm Lebanese, so I'm close to Turkey, but we don't agree with what they may have done.
Lebanese are cool people. I've done Lebanese crowds before because I get pulled into the Middle Eastern crowds. So
right, me too.
They're very cool people. Their whole thing is like, we're Lebanese, we party, we dance. That's all they like to do, man. Yeah.
You know, Beirut used to be the nicest, most beautiful city in the world, and then. I think Turkey got a hold of it and bombed the shit out of it, and it's not as nice anymore.
But it's
still beautiful.
That is just the whole story of, like, the Middle East. Like, these advanced thinkers, this advanced culture, and then some religious fucking war comes and just destroys everything.
I mean, isn't there no YouTube in Turkey?
Yeah.
That's what about Baghdad?
Have you ever heard the story of Baghdad?
No.
Like, Baghdad in Iraq was this amazing city, was like some of the most progressive thinkers in the world.
Oh, wow.
And then Genghis Khan, where's he from? He's from
Mongolia.
What?
Mongolia.
The Mongolians came in and just fucking wrecked house. I mean, just lit. No.
Worse.
They didn't have guns there.
No guns.
It was like I stabbing
sounds?
You in your eye as your soul slowly goes.
Yeah.
They killed, like, the rumor is in one war they killed 1 million people. And it just changed that. Well, yep, that was the sound.
They smacked people. 1 million people, they smacked them to death.
Yeah. Smack
fight.
It took
really long. Yeah.
So the city's never recovered. And that's kind of the whole Middle East, this very progressive area that just got taken over by a bunch of crazy people.
I mean, I just posted some stuff today that I'm like, I think we're going to get a lot of hits in Turkey. And then someone informed me, no. They can't fucking see anything you're doing.
How crazy is that?
It's crazy.
They're
missing out on so much.
It's
there's so many cat fucking videos that are
going
on.
Cats farting while they play piano? I mean, they're never going to get the joy of that.
Honey Badger.
God.
Friend of show.
Yeah, he comes out a lot.
Is he on a lot?
Yeah.
I think, I know the girl, whatever. I don't, it doesn't.
There's no girl
involved.
It's
a stupid
involved.
Story. Forget it.
Yeah, he comes on all the time. Randall, he loves talking about. We'll have him do like we'll narrate a pole dance or something like that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
We're
thinking about putting
talented.
A pole in here. What do you think?
I'm surprised you guys didn't have one in here already.
We usually do. We were in the other studio, which is like twice the size of this. But I'm liking this studio. The more and more I'm here, the more and more I'm liking it.
You should
He's
just get
make
a dude.
It our own.
It's coming along.
Yes, thank you.
You do have a picture of a we have a pillow.
Yeah.
It's a pillow of a woman.
I don't know who that is. She just looks scared.
She also looks scared, and for being in Playboy, she's covering herself.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make any sense.
Which is weird.
Which is, you'd figure she'd be, if she's, I guess I have to explain what I'm doing, because I'm on the, right?
Yeah.
Oh, what I'm doing is I'm showing,
you're well,
I'm
up
doing
your
play-by-play of what I'm doing on the radio.
Yeah.
I would be terrible in the 50s. I would have been terrible. Like, he's a very physical comedian. People on radio don't get him.
Yeah.
I'm like the Nixon of comedy.
I
don't play well on the radio.
I do like this sporting podcast too, and occasionally we'll do like some event where like the two of us on the podcast will go at each other, and then the third guy who's not on there will do play by play.
I love that.
And we just eventually forget that we're doing play by play, and you just hear silence for a while.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, dude, you look stupid. It's like, you gotta say what's going on. I don't know if you if you're a basketball fan, but the Los Angeles Clippers, their Brian Seaman, the guy who does their play-by-play, is one of the most amazing guys.
What a great name, too.
It's gotta be rough.
Wow, to be in the public spotlight like that. What
I'm Brian
great...
Jizz Buckets. High school
was
rough.
That was his original. That was his original name. And his agent was like, can we go with something else? He's like, how about Seaman?
Yeah.
Can we do
Leckler? It's very interesting when somebody, because we've talked about this on the show before, about how somebody will have a horrible last name, which you're like, Fistass. Like, hey, this is Tommy Fistass.
Right.
And you're like, why would your parents do that to you?
Right.
Why would they go through all that hardship in life of everybody making fun of them?
Right.
Forever being named Fistass.
Well, you know, it was like Fistasios. It was like a Greek name. And someone in Ellis Island was like, fuck you, you fucking Greek asshole. Guess what your new name is? Fistass. Thank you. Next. Like, you know, that's what I would have done at Ellis Island. I would have been like, you fuck a snuffle. Yeah, I don't know. I can't even come up with
a joke.
That's what I would have done. This is who you are now.
Ellis Island just... Fuck you with immigrants.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what Lewis and Clark did. They just went around the country. The president's like, you can name whatever you want. Just send it back to me.
Yeah. Giovanni
A kumquat.
Okay,
I found a kumquat.
Thomas Blackcock. Enjoy
that. Yeah, there you go. Take it easy. Yeah. Have fun working on the railroads.
Good job trying to find a job. Thomas Blackcock.
You're either going to be boxing or working on the railroad. So good luck. Piece of shit.
So All right, man. I was on Spike TV right around the same time your show was on Spike TV.
I didn't hear of you. Did you hear of me on Spike? Because they don't cross promote shows.
No, not at all. I think you came right when they were deciding whether they were going to bring our show back. I was on a show called Wild World of Spike. It was me and two other guys, and we would watch videos kind of before everybody.
History Style 2000.
Yeah, we'd make fun of these videos, and then we'd pick the weirdest one, and we would do them. And we were kind of – we did really well, but the next – we just had a regime change. And, and then a new – excuse me, a new guy came in, and they just completely went the opposite way.
The same thing to us. You know, we were the only, like, original – programming, like, well, one of them on the network, and then they put us on 11 o'clock on Wednesdays. I'm like, just so you guys know, it's us and the news. So I don't know who's up at 11 watching original programming TV, but, like, you're not capturing that audience.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, no one's watching Spike, and second of all, no one's watching Spike at 11 for original content.
But what was weird is that is Spike's heyday.
Right. No, there really is. Yeah, yeah.
Think about when that was its glory days.
Right.
When the UFC was still big.
Yes, exactly.
And people were going there. It was that was when it was really kicking it. And they had no clue what they were doing.
No, they didn't. And it sucked because I really did love all the guys over there. And I'm just like, oh, God, I wish you guys would hire like a programming department.
Yeah.
Like hire someone that knows when to put things on.
Right. That's just Viacom in general. Yeah. Where you're like, what are you doing?
No, they're going, there's already a show on at 10.
Yeah.
We're going to put another one on? Hello? Let's put one on at 11.
Yeah.
There's no shows on at 11. And you're going, well, there's a reason for that.
Yeah. Nobody's watching.
Nobody watches.
Yeah. That's when everyone goes to sleep.
Right. Literally, people go, 11:59, let's shut the TV off. I'm going to bed.
Unbelievable.
So
Blue Mountain State, she's a huge fan of it.
I
enjoyed it.
I love it.
And
thank
I
you.
Hate sports. That's what's crazy.
And see, not it's only the backdrop. It's like It's Always Sunny where they have the bar.
Right.
But most of the stories are about the three guys.
Yes.
And D. You know, so that's sort of what we did. We're like, well, we love college football. We love sports. But I'm like, I just want to tell a story. Like, we wanted to tell stories about, like, that blonde douchebag in every single 80s movie.
Yeah.
Like, we wanted to have a character like that and, like, a lazy backup quarterback who just wanted to be a backup quarterback, which is, like, the best position in sports.
Oh, that's what my friend said. He goes, the best position in sports is backup catcher.
No, that's exactly. Yes.
You have to show up once in a while, catch a couple balls,
right.
Go drink some beer and eat chicken.
And then you get a ring. And then you get a fucking ring. Like, Matt Cassel had three rings backing up Tom Brady. He played two snaps, and that's because we were up 35. And that's it. And then when Brady went down, he's like, oh, fuck.
Do you think he gave speeches too? Like Castle?
Yeah, maybe.
You guys want the champion? Look at this.
Exactly.
I got three of these.
Yeah.
It's exactly. Called work hard, never give up, and back up Tom Brady.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He took like four snaps. But it would be great to see his speech. I would love to see his speeches.
There's also some rules in some sports. I think if you were at any time on the team,
yeah,
even if it's not in the playoffs, and they go,
dude, Nomar got a ring.
Yeah,
Nomar Garciaparra got a ring.
Yeah, unbelievable.
He got traded in July.
Are you a Boston Red Sox?
Yeah,
fan?
I'm a big Red Sox fan, a big Patriots fan, a big Bruins fan, a big fucking Celtics.
Do you think?
I don't need that. You know, it's 3-3 right now with the Kings. So you know, I'm assuming we'll be playing that in 2 days as well for the Kings.
Celtics, listen, man, it's not that bad. I think there's two ways you do the NBA. Any sport should be either we're winning a championship or we want the highest pick in the draft.
Yeah.
The guys who are like the Knicks or even like in football, the Bills,
right.
They're always like 8-8.
Yeah.
And you're like, you're never going to get good.
No.
Getting that middle draft pick is need that
yes.
top dude.
Agreed.
Who's a game changer. Yeah. You have like 90 picks in the next three rounds.
We do.
Yeah. You can go after a ton of people. But
I don't know who they're gonna. I just don't think they know who they're gonna go after.
I have trust in Ainge.
I do too. I love Danny Ainge.
Yeah, I have trust in him. He did it once. He could do it again.
He just hired that dude from the fucking Warriors, who's like Sterling's girlfriend, taping conversations.
He just hired him.
The fucking Celtics hired him today.
Yeah, well, you guys like to tape shit.
We do. No, we
that
do.
That is Boston
we do.
Sport.
No, that is us. Yeah, it's true.
That is just what
we do.
You do.
We do. Belichick gets off on it.
Yeah.
I think he really, I don't think he was using it for professionally. I think he was using it, like, I think he was jerking off to a lot of that, to a lot of the plays that the Jets were running.
Some people, I mean, like, I beat Wildcat? Off to Saved by the Bell. Dude, I mean, Wildcat, we all have weird shit we beat off to.
Right. That Wildcat offense makes me, that gets me a little bit hard.
Dude, quality black athletes. Oh, just fight for the extra yard. Me, give you some wood.
Don't even get me started. That is a similar, that's a, very close to the sound that my penis makes when it is completely hard. That's amazing. It's almost like there's a microphone in my pants.
Has anyone's dick ever got the bends because it rose too quickly?
No, that never happened.
Come up too quickly? Yeah.
That's a random stupid lie. Okay, wasn't that great? Let's get back to Uncalled For.
I enjoyed that.
Thank you. Blue Mountain State, it's about a football team, obviously.
Yes.
You played the mascot.
I did.
Tell us about it.
It was really fun because I got to play like someone in a costume, which I think a lot of people were happy about. I remember being on set like the first day, and my stand-in was like a fucking model. And I'm getting ready to go out there, and he's there, and you know, everybody's like, oh, okay, you know, and well, let's bring out the actor. And I remember seeing the girls' faces when they saw me come out, and they're like, that's the actor? Oh my God. He's fucking a heinous. Like, why is this, why is the model going into the tent with a jacket over his shoulders and a cup of water? Like, why isn't he here? I distinctly remember that going like, I got to write more episodes where I have the fucking mascot outfit on so people don't get bummed out and they don't actually know if I'm actually in there.
Can I talk to you about writing right now?
Sure.
How we live in this crazy state of any time, at any moment, any character can get killed off.
Yes.
How much on-set blowjobs are writers getting right now to keep their these characters on? Like, how much ass must they be getting from lead actresses, side actresses, small recurring
actors, side actors? I feel like Modern Family, I feel like there's a lot of shit going on that show where everybody's getting blown for more lines.
Don't kill off
like,
my character.
Yeah, don't kill off my character. You'd be like, all right, okay. Yeah. But it would be like, I feel like, yeah, if I was on, I would be blowing every, I would, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm like, this is a lot, you make a lot of money acting.
Right.
I'm blowing whoever I can to stay on camera. Because writing sucks. Being in the writer's room is terrible.
Listen,
I hate writing.
Bless you, because you could do it. It's the worst. I refuse to do it. I'm going to die broke because I just refuse to fucking write for anybody. I don't put up with the traffic in this town to write for somebody else. I'd rather.
No, I agree.
It drives me crazy.
I don't even like the the process of writing stresses me out. I get like the shits. Like I'm pacing around the house and my girlfriend's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I got a script due tomorrow. And she's like, when are you going to start? I'm like, tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm just going to fuck around all day today and lie to you and say I'm going to go write. And then I'm just going to stare at my computer and read how many people comment about how fat I looked on the show and how I'm a crow-eyed 35-year-old doughy asshole. And then maybe start writing the script that's due tomorrow.
Unbelievable.
I hate it. It drives me crazy.
Unbelievable. I just couldn't do it. I would go crazy. I would just...
This looks fun.
I love doing this.
It's pretty good.
I'm having fun.
This is great.
This is a fun show. We can have some debauchery coming in. Were you married when you were on the show?
I was.
How was that?
It was great.
Was there any not married actors on the
show? Yeah.
Just slaying extra ass?
Yes. It was... Yeah. The handsome guys. There was like... We had a couple handsome people. Because it's TV and that's what they want.
Right.
And that's the only reason why I get any roles is because I write myself the role. And then they go, who do you picture playing this? And I go, oh, me.
That's right, perfect.
Yeah.
That's
and they go, okay,
be.
Well, you got to audition because the way that you look, we have to have you. We have other handsome people that are waiting in line that are very, very talented. And I go, well, I wrote this. Like, the character's name is Chris Romano.
Yeah.
So if I can't get this, then I should fucking kill myself.
Which is weird for an 1800s Western.
It's very strange. Yeah, it's very strange. Yeah, and I go, he could either be 400 pounds or he can be 110 pounds wet. So the who we're looking for is sort of up to me.
Yeah. That's so weird when you audition for yourself.
I really did. I had to audition for myself for Blue Mountain State. So, you know, I couldn't be in the room. I'm obviously out outside with all the other actors, and two of them are going for the role that I wrote and created, and they're looking at me like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" Like, it's me and versus
the guy who created
the show. Like, they're looking at me like, "You're gonna get this." And so I go in, and it's like all the people from Spike, like Kevin Kay, and all those people. And I go, I just want to say, first off, guys, like, the script is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I love, the character sort of
writers
just, like,
love
to
hear that from the actor's audition.
Yeah, exactly. Especially the actor that wrote the fucking script. And I'm going, this is fucking brilliant. It's just, I just want to say that. And you know, and then I'll, yeah, exactly. Yeah. If I, I was like, they're like, you're just going to suck your own dick before you.
How before crazy you would that be if you just tried to suck your own dick right there? Just fucking went by like zip. Go, go.
Right. Well, I never would have made it to the audition. I would have been at home. I think I wouldn't have been here.
There wouldn't have been a script to audition for.
Right.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen those old men walking down the street who have really bad backs? And they're like,
yes.
I'm like, are they really have bad backs, or are they just trying
that's
to suck their dick one day and they never pop back?
That's
up?
From years of them trying to suck their own dick. Years. Right. That's why they're walking alone usually too, because like, the wife is like, he did it, and I left. I was with him for 62 years.
Every time he came over,
they're mostly Armenian. They're Armenian guys walking alone on one side of the street, and the women are looking at him from the other side, going, "That used to be my husband. He tried to suck his own dick, and I left him.
Back.
And I left him, and that's why I live with you in a 4-bedroom. We have an Infiniti. We do have beautiful cars, and that's because
white BMWs
and Infinities." Because our husbands tried to suck their own dicks and they had to give us money for doing that.
Sucking their own dick. That is fucking hilarious. Yeah. Now you did 3 seasons on Spike TV.
Yep.
All on Netflix.
And they're all on
they're on Netflix.
It was shot in Montreal. How was that?
The best
Which
city in the world.
Which got me a great place to be shooting.
It's the best city in the world. Have you guys been? It's seriously the... They have the Jazz Fest. They have the F1 race. They have the fucking Just for Laughs.
Yep.
That's hilarious too, because we were talking about the comedy in other languages. Like, the
first week is all French.
All French.
Yeah,
and it's terrible.
No,
it's
pretty, dude, they love Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, no.
They love Jerry Lewis. They think he's, like, killing it.
Yeah, they think he's still alive.
I'm sure Mr. Bean can't go
dead,
anywhere.
Right?
Oh,
no.
He's not dead. He's
still he's
like
bringing
that.
Guns through the airport still. Yeah. I love that he just, Jerry Lewis had a gun, like, who is he afraid of?
I mean, are we ever shocked by what 80-year-olds do?
No.
I mean, there should be some rule that TMZ and news outlets cannot report on 80-year-olds.
Right. No, I agree.
They're just fucked in the head. They're cabal. They got a fucked up brain. They don't know what they're doing. They need guns.
They do, especially 80-year-old rich men. Like, they've had their brains sucked out of their dicks their entire lives. Like, if you're that rich at what, 30?
Yeah,
you go crazy.
You have a bunch of yes people.
Yes,
and you just get bored.
You get bored. That's why half these guys are fucking dudes. Because like I'm so sick of fucking women. There isn't a single woman that I can fucking go, well, that's new.
Well, I also think there's a ton of drugs.
I'm not speaking for all 80-year-old
men. From the creator of Blue Mountain, because I fuck men in the ass because I'm bored.
You know what? Yeah, but I'm 35. I have another 50 years before I'm fucking guys. Like, at least. And you can quote me on that.
Yeah. You're going to work your way to that
slowly. I'm going to get bored. That's my excuse. Like, are you gay? Like, no, I'm just bored.
Montreal,
I'm just a little bit bored.
Is amazing.
It really is.
Montreal used to be even better when the dollar was worth like
three years ago. 3 years ago.
I thought it was like 10 years
no,
ago.
No, I swear. Like, when we started shooting, or maybe it was like 4 years ago, when we first started shooting the first season, it was like people were giving us, our landlords were giving us money back, going, you paid an American, so here's $300 back.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, this is great.
I would go to a strip bar being like, okay. Beer for everyone, shot for everyone. Here's $100. They'd be like, and here's $1,000 back.
Yeah, you're like,
I was like, oh, this is the best ATM machine ever.
Yeah, and it was full contact. All the strip clubs are full contact there,
dude. Insane.
Holy shit.
Have you ever been to a Canadian strip bar? Insanity.
They're crazy.
Full contact. And they're playing 80s metal when the song was like 8 minutes long. Right. So you're getting the entire, like, welcome to the jungle. There's like a halftime show.
Yeah.
She's got a corner. Yeah. They're throwing her water. There's rounds. And they're like, you can do anything you want. Don't stick fingers in me.
Right.
You're like, and for some reason, you really want to stick fingers in her.
Yeah.
Even though it's the one thing she said. You can do anything you want.
You can do anything you want. Just no fingers in the back. You can stick all the fingers you want in the front.
Yeah. Is that weird?
Full contact. Really,
what?
Completely nude?
Yes. Completely nude.
And alcohol?
Yes.
So literally, no rules.
Literally, you could have a Russian chick go ass goggles on you and just breathe.
Yeah.
And that was $10.
Oh. Yeah, 10 or what do they call the $2 coins? Yeah.
Balloons.
So, and that's another thing too. Like their lower denominational money is coins. So I'm going, am I whipping coins on stage?
You're like, here's a quarter. You're like, you just threw $50 at her. You're like,
yeah. They all have like quarter marks on their bodies from people whipping.
Yeah.
It's
in Montreal,
crazy.
It doesn't rain; it hails. You're just just hitting titties and shit.
Like I lost a tooth on stage, getting hit with money.
Girls dancing goggles, so they get hit with change. It's so weird, but yeah, man, it's crazy. Like I tell people this, I go, the reason Montreal Comedy Festival isn't as big as it used to be in terms of development deals is because these network people would just go there and get like. Tens, nines, LA hookers.
Yes.
Like 10 and nines for like $50.
Yeah.
It was cheapest shit ever.
It's amazing. They go, honey, the Just for Laughs Festival is going 3 extra days this year. So I'm going to have to stay a couple more days because another Russell Parker's coming in and he's going to do a big show. And another guy you haven't heard of in comedy is going to come in and do a big show.
These guys are huge.
Russell Peters.
Yeah.
Russell Parker is nobody.
I was going to go with
He's not a real person.
You know what?
I thought
there's a Russell Parker right now who got his
Ronnie Buttfuck from Ellis Island.
Russell Parker's like, I'm fucking somebody. I'm Illuminati. I've been listening since day one. Fuck that guy. No, it's crazy. So how young were you when you got married?
29.
So 6 years.
Yeah.
How is that?
It was great. I'm not married anymore.
I'm
going
to
get married again, but I got
Why
divorced.
Why are you getting married again? Do you miss this, it?
I do. And I was in love with the girl that I married. Now I'm in love with this new girl. But yeah, no, the show really did. It played a pretty big part in that sort of that lifestyle of getting divorced.
Oh, so.
Because I mean, running a show, I've never run a show before we got the show. Running a show, being in it and producing it was crazy, and I just sort of like lived and breathed this show and totally sort of forgot. And then at the same time, she was going, well, I kind of want a 9-to-5 person. We just sort of didn't see eye to eye on
now you're
style.
Doing a show about football players and it's going crazy. Imagine being Russell Wilson, who is just getting divorced from his wife.
Is
who,
he real Russell Wilson is
yeah they just announced it.
Who is that?
He's the Super Bowl MVP of the Seattle Seattle Seahawks. Now, this guy was like a very devout religious man, was a third-round draft pick. Was
baseball,
like,
too.
Won a Super Bowl, and I'm sure life just got crazy. I mean, he's at Madison Square Garden going to Knicks games all the time.
Yeah.
And his wife's like, where are ya? Well, are you coming home?
Turn the TV on to Channel 4. I'm sitting on the court with
Tell
the
me when it's on, I'll wait.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he did it a little too early. And then Kaepernick's going the other way, though. Kaepernick allegedly has been involved with maybe I'm not going to say that he did anything illegal, but he's been
shady shit.
Some really shady shit with some women.
It's crazy. I really honestly believe, like, nobody knows this woman's name that this is involved with this, but everyone knows Kaepernick's name.
Right.
I just don't know why it's okay to say a guy's name when he hasn't even had a trial yet.
He's not even charged. Nothing.
I don't get what, especially in this day and age where we've seen over and over again where there's these gold diggers looking for money. Now, rape is horrible. It's bad and it should never happen.
Right.
But we do know that there are people who falsely get accused of it all the time in hopes of extortion and blackmail. Yeah. We should never put the name out. It should never be put out. Because once that's out there, it sticks with you.
No,
and it's
I agree.
Always going to be there.
I also think, too, though, that these guys, knowing full well that who they are, they have classes in the NBA and the NFL of going like, don't put yourself in these situations. And these guys do it time and time again where they're going like, oh, this girl wants to go back with me and three friends. That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
Me and three dudes going back with a girl. Kaepernick should have gone like, guys, I don't think this is a good idea. Like, hey, if one of you guys wants to take her back to the hotel, that's great. We're not all three of us taking her back to one hotel room.
Right.
You're just asking for trouble, whether or not.
Here's my theory. Every sports team should have a pussy broker. And that is a chick whose job it is to certify the ass that you can hang out with. This girl's been certified by the 49ers pussy broker.
Like you mean like on Flavor of Love when he has the mole girl to suss out who's there and who really just loves Flavor Flav.
You brought up Flavor Flav into the Kaepernick. I like this.
Is that because they're both black? Controversy.
No. I only know entertainment television shows. Every sports thing you're saying, I'm
like,
yeah.
Why are there so many hot chicks over in our studio now? What's going on out there? Is chaos going on? Is it a party?
Why is that music playing?
Because it's controversy. Looks like there's a Coke party going on out here. What's going on?
Oh.
Chicks. It's so weird because the whole building is empty, but now there's a couple chicks in miniskirts hanging out.
And just guys shrugging. Like,
just guys going,
I don't know what happened.
What's going on?
I don't know what happened. I like that show. You're wearing a Human Giant t-shirt. I love that show.
Oh, it's so good.
I wrote one sketch on the show, and
of course,
it has to do with a guy getting fucked in the ass. it was an Indecent Proposal spoof sketch where they're out in the woods playing frisbee. Mm-hmm. Rob and Paul and Aziz. And a guy gets out of a limo, a very, very old guy, gets out of a limo and says to Rob and to Aziz, I'll give you $1 million if I can fuck your friend.
They each get a million.
They each get $1 million. No, they split $1 million. Sorry. They split $1 million. And they go, sure. And the old guy's bodyguards grab Paul and put him into the limo. And then it cuts to them throwing money up in the air in a bed. And then it cuts to another hotel room where Paul is getting fucked in the ass by an 85-year-old guy.
He was
so
bored.
When you pitched him that idea, how'd that go over?
I pitched it exactly like that, and they're like, okay, cool, thanks for coming in. Like, and I was like, oh, okay, well, that didn't really go over that well. I pitched like the worst things too, and I'm going, they weren't biting on any of them. And then they're like, hey, we decided to shoot one. I'm like, oh God, which one did you? I hope you didn't shoot Deja Blue, which was, guys, I'll tell you about that one. That one was a guy who remembers being there, but everything was blue. So he gets Deja Vu, but when he remembers it, everything was just blue. It's just, exactly, there's one person laughing because she feels bad.
She
just nobody
loves
else
the
is.
Color blue. She loves it.
Yeah, she loves it. Oh my God, when people make jokes about
it's like
blue, I can't help it. Yeah,
right.
That's
why I'm terrible.
Right. Oh, it's crazy.
That's I was not given a t-shirt.
Do you think writing has gotten easier, or in the fact that you could talk about crazier stuff now? Like, has the internet forced television movies to? Thank you for yawning.
Someone yawned during here.
This is a great time. You just talk about guys getting fucked in the ass and you're bored by it. Oh God! If I hear another ass fucking conversation, I'm gonna go nuts.
Oh my God! Is it 10:30 already?
Jesus,
how many of these have I heard today? I love it at Playboy. People get bored about talking about ass fucking.
Well, wait. Well, here's something I want to ask, because we haven't even mentioned the Kickstarter yet, which is
this is
the point.
Yeah,
this is the point of why he didn't come in last week.
So the series ended at season three, and now you guys are trying to fund a film
through. Yes, we're trying to fund a film through Kickstarter. We're trying to do BMS the movie through Kickstarter. We sort of exhausted all of our options. We went to Lionsgate to produce the show, and they're like, "We're not interested in doing a movie." We went to sort of Spike. Spike was like, you know, we don't do original programming anymore. We went to Netflix. Netflix is like,
what?
Yeah.
Spike doesn't do original programming anymore?
No, they just do reality TV now. I think they're starting to get back into original programming, but for right now, I think they're just doing...
At some point, too, now I'm like, oh, Spike TV. Why does it feel like I'm watching A&E?
No, exactly.
Storage whores. They're like, you just can get a hooker in a storage.
Oh, right. Yeah. Now that you mentioned
that's
it.
That's my new show, Storage Whores.
Oh, I like – that's a great – you open it up. You open up the storage whores. And those girls are like, we're going to fuck you. you bid correctly. We were in here the whole time with some water. We've been waiting here for years. Someone put us in here years ago.
It's almost like, let's make a deal, but with hookers in storage facilities.
That sounds terrible. It's like cobwebby, nasty girls that have been in this storage unit forever waiting for someone.
My pussy's got spiders.
Yeah, be like, yay! So someone has to not pay the bill for you for a year, and then we'll auction your unit off, and then someone will come over, and we don't have the keys, we'll cut the lock off, and if you're still alive, they'll fuck you. That's the show we sold. So if you're into that,
filling in the colors of blue.
I'm pitching that tomorrow. Okay. That is going to be on TV.
I'm excited about
storage
it.
Horse cobweb. Storage horse. Yeah.
I got a spider bite. Spiders in yeah. My pussy.
Oh, I love this show.
So you have about 15 days left now.
So we're halfway through. So mm-hmm. We started April 15th. We're halfway through, and we're just over $900,000.
That's awesome.
That's
yeah,
crazy.
We're like
yeah.
That's a pretty it's good a, like take.
I'm really excited. I honestly, when we're doing this, and I'm doing it with Eric Faulkner, the co-creator of the show, and also Alan Richson, who plays Thad on the show. So we're all producing this together, and we're just doing this ourselves, like, because we really like our fans are so crazy and so funny and so much fun that we're like, I just want to engage the fans in this. And like, if anybody wants a movie, we've already tried professional people who do this for a living. They didn't want this. And I'm like, let's turn to the fans. If we can prove to other people that the fans want this movie, then that's what we're going to do. We're going to like have the fans fund a movie that they want to see.
Now, is that the number you have to get to make
1.5 million. Yeah. And if you don't, then all that money, basically all the money is a sort of in like escrow. So all that money goes back to the fans if we don't reach our $1.5 million.
All right. We're going to have to pump this.
But what's really good is you're halfway through the campaign, but like you're over 60% there, right?
Yeah, we're about 60. Yeah, about 65. My math is terrible. About 65.3%. I don't know, but yeah, no, we're just over 60%, and apparently, this is we're a really good percentage. But I'm so nervous. I just want to keep going. Like every day is a grind, and it's so much fucking fun, but it's like super tiring. But so, like, I wake up every morning and go, like, first thing I do is check my phone and then kiss my baby. Like, I check my phone first, and I'm like, fucking it, only $10,000 overnight. And then.
Is there any chance your kid's name is going to be Kickstarter?
You know what? We thought about it.
Yeah.
We thought about it, but we were worried if we didn't get it, we would have to change it.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
So we went with Pearl.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a name that isn't around enough.
Pearl and Hank.
Pearl's
like
Hank?
An old couple that can't fuck each other.
Yeah,
they're not. They do have different mothers, and I'm not gonna push that envelope. But the kids would be fine. That's all I'm saying.
I respect that. Now,
but no, they're awesome. They're really
on
amazing.
The Kickstarter. Are there any incentives to support you guys? Like I was in a movie called Live New Girls, and they did a Kickstarter.
Saw it many times.
So they're going to, they had something where, like, if you do a certain amount, you might have a walk-on role. Where you're like, oh, who's creepy guy walking?
All their roles are gone already.
Yeah, I think we have.
No. But I mean, like, are there anything like that?
Oh, no. I mean, yeah, there's an incentive. No.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So we did, I think we had nine roles. So basically for $10,000, which is crazy to us that anybody has $10,000. In the bank, never mind to spend to have one line on a movie, which is like that's how crazy our fans are, and that's how much like we're like this is amazing. You get one line in the movie, and it will make the cut. Like we guarantee it will make the cut of the movie, and we've sold all of them. Like it's so crazy, it's so much fun because then we're going like our show is so crazy that we can write them really funny, crazy roles, and we're like I can't believe I got paid to go. Yeah, I'll suck his dick too. Like that's congratulations. Thank you for flying in from Scotland.
Are you so excited at the idea that you would be making this movie without any of the rules of censorship that you had on cable. Like,
yeah,
how insane is this movie going to get?
It honestly is going to get like really insane. Like the script that we have is really crazy and sort of pushes the limits, but also sort of just like the stories that we wanted to tell, that some of them, like we luckily, like Spike was pretty good and let us tell most of the stories we wanted to tell, but there was a couple that we just couldn't get by them, and we're able to tell those stories in the movie. Like, that's what's really exciting too, is like getting to tell that one big story we've always wanted to tell. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and we did 3 seasons, and college is 4 years, so we're using sort of that as like we want our senior year, like right. We want to get our senior year, and your senior year is usually the craziest year of your life.
Yeah,
and that's sort of what we're going to play up on.
100%.
Yeah,
you have great incentives, really good. I mean, I know, what is it, 20 or 25, you get the jerking off sign?
Yeah, the jerking off, not jerking off sign, which I think everybody would needs, because, you know, you're in college and, you know, either you put like a tie in the door or nothing, and then someone walks in and you're jerking off and you're like, fuck, you know, it was quiet in here. Why didn't you just knock? Yeah, you in? And but did you yell you in while you would open the door?
Well, no, why they would open it.
Oh, why?
I instantly make eye contact. Go, you in?
You in?
You in? And then they shut
with the sign, you won't have to. Yeah.
You won't have to. You flip it to jerking off when you're jerking off, and to not jerking off when you're not jerking off. It's a perfect do not disturb sign for college kids.
All right, we should put that on the website so people could see.
Yeah, I'll send you a picture. There's a picture of it. It's a picture of me super excited when I'm jerking off and pretty bummed out when I'm not. Which is a face that everybody's making, I think.
Yeah, I got this rock hard boner. Don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
And there's a contest going on too, right, for the college that raises the most money.
Exactly. So the college raises the most money. We want to go there and basically turn their college sort of into our college, like sort of turn it into a Blue Mountain State for a day. Like, we'll come there, we'll screen the movie, we'll do all things sort of Blue Mountain State, and then party with them. We can't actually throw a Blue Mountain State party, but we'll party with them.
Right.
We'll have a party with them, Blue Mountain State style.
Oh, so the guy who's helping you do this owns the idea, owns Blue Mountain State, so you could do whatever you want with it, right?
We got the rights. Lionsgate got so sick of us calling and asking, do you guys want to do a movie? Do you want to do a movie? If not, can we have the rights? Can we have the rights? That they finally just gave us the rights.
They just gave it to you.
They just gave us the rights to the movie. So now they just want a little bit of a cut, and that's it. Like a very, very small percentage for what we're gonna hopefully get.
That's
it was
amazing.
Someone over there is gonna get fired if we get this movie made. They're gonna go, "Where's Phil?
Fuck?
Get Phil in here,
Phil. We
you
gotta
fucking
let you
idiot.
Go.
We gotta let you go, Phil."
I mean, I don't.
Hey, Phil,
you
can you turn the sign over to jerking off?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Blackcock. Please come into my office. You're being fired.
I did a movie again called Live New Girls that should be out very soon, and. It's very funny because you could see the scenes where people who had donated money were in it, and there's this funny scene with who's the porn
star? Oh, wait,
so
you did this on Kickstarter?
I was just in the movie. My friends did it. What
oh, that's
was
amazing.
The name of the porn star you did it with?
Brie Olson.
There's this scene with Brie Olson. Charlie's in the background. And then out of nowhere, there's this old creepy dude who obviously gave a ton of money and does not fit into anything. But he had to be in the movie because he gave a ton of money.
Right.
But it turned out he was Tara Patrick's stalker.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
so
God.
So they couldn't put him in a scene with her.
Oh, wait. Not
this
her character. In real life.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like a real life stalker.
I started following that dude. I became his friend on Facebook. And that dude, like, I unfriended him.
Yeah.
That is an accomplishment because I love weird, fucked up people. And I had to unfriend that guy.
Yeah.
Not that stalk our other friends. That's probably.
Yeah, that's draw the line.
That's really uncomfortable.
Yeah,
all
that's
right.
A good place to draw it, is when people start stalking your friends.
Yeah.
I can't wait to try to pick out the people.
Oh,
like in the movie.
You
like,
will.
Oh, there's a line. Oh,
yeah,
oh.
Yeah. You'll know.
Yes.
Look for odd headwear.
Yeah, exactly. And big
true.
Glasses. Yeah.
Well, Chris, we really appreciate you coming back and coming on the show. And sorry about if you got any heat from our followers.
No, but thank again, apologies to you guys, and thank you for having me back on. This is like amazing, and honestly, this is like the funnest show I've ever done because it's so laid back, and you guys are so fun.
Oh, thanks.
That I want to recommend all my friends to come on here because it really is. It's so much fun.
We just have Whitney.
Oh, great.
Thank you. Asians love us. Yeah, man, we just like to have a real conversation, and you were great. You're hilarious. We'd love to have you on a ton of times.
I'm so glad that you hit me up. And, you know,
thank you,
I was a little sad, you know, because I love the show so much. And I was like, in my head, I'm like, oh, God.
I felt like a moron.
Please don't let something happen to ruin this show for me.
I tweeted you twice, and then I emailed you again. I was like, I swear to God, please. And then you'd email me back for 2 days, and I'm going, she hates me.
I did have a dog issue, but, okay. I mean, it doesn't trump an infant, so I don't even want to explain it.
Yeah, her dog's name is Amy.
Amy Pezza.
Oh, I like that.
Injury.
Yeah, what a great human name.
But he was away, too, so I knew we had Whitney booked.
Human name. I like that.
I didn't know if we had anyone for 10, so it was kind of like, he wants to come on. I think we should do it. He's like, I'm in for redemption.
You.
I'm like, awesome.
Yes,
awesome.
Thank you so much, honestly. That
was
great.
You came on. We just wanted you on. We weren't really mad. It happens. But we will check it out. What is the Kickstarter real quick so we get up?
It's BlueMountainStateTheMovie.com. You go to that. It's a direct link. It will send you right to Kickstarter. And even if you give it, we're not asking for much. If you can give a dollar, give a dollar.
Let's do it.
That's all we're asking for.
I promise we'll do it.
I want the 50 one because then you
the
get t-shirt. The
shirt,
the sign,
yeah,
the
glasses.
Movie.
You get a pint glass and a shot glass. Yeah.
Some of the best incentives I've seen, honestly.
Thank you. We tried to make it really personal, too. So, yeah.
All right, Illuminati. So go out, support Chris and his great cause, and we look forward to this thing.
And follow
made
him
and,
at
and
I
come
am
come back
Romansky.
When it's going to be out. We'd love to help.
Oh, that'd
push
be great.
That too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You got any buddies you think would love to do a show? We'd love to have
more. Oh, for sure. I would definitely pass them on to Vicky, for sure.
Yeah. What are the big announcements? You got any big announcements?
Yes, we do. All Things Comedy. Spotlight this week is Pep Talks. Eddie Pepitone, you know him from The Bitter Buddha, and also from the Long Shot podcast, also on ATC, hosts Pep Talks, a comedic look at the crumbling of our world. Eddie guides us into the apocalypse every Thursday with guest comedians. Go to eddiepepitone.com, follow him at eddiepepitone, and follow the show at Pep Talks Podcast.
All right. September 26th. I know it's down the line. Podfest is coming up. LAPodfest.com. Huge announcement.
Illuminati, listen, okay? We can't get into what it is, but if you fucking love this show, you are not going to want to miss our live podcast at the festival.
It's going to be huge.
The most epic thing we've ever done.
I mean, I'm so excited.
I'm dying to tell you, but...
So stay tuned for more news. Anything else, anybody? All right. Great show. Again, Chris, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Next week's going to be great. Thank you, Playboy Radio. All Things Comedy. We'll see you on the other side. Take care, everybody.
I hope you didn't shoot Deja Blue, which was a guy who remembers being there, but everything was blue.